Be welcome. We are, of course, gathered from more than 20 nations. We have come to hear again the Word of God. It's, of course, the same Word which we preached already. Also, in the past 50 years, we preached it. And time and again, His precious and holy Word has become new to us. Time and again, the Lord speaks to us through His Word. And I think I can say it by faith, that not one meeting is passing in which God didn't speak to us through His Word. That He wouldn't have illuminated this or that point, emphasizing it and making it great to us, so that His Word never came void to us, but it always accomplished for what He sent it for. It is one thing to read Isaiah 55 or to repeat it, and it's a totally different thing to experience it very personally by His grace. Namely, that His Word accomplishes in us for what it was sent for, and only then we have something personally of it. Of the many phone calls, I'm really overwhelmed from all over the world. And especially our brother from China, he phoned brothers from Port Elizabeth, from Libreville, from New Zealand, from Nairobi, from Moscow, from all over. And it's just so mighty how God has led it, that the transmission can take place in all the languages. And now, last Friday, we have been there in this building of the radio program, and we looked at all the technical rooms there. I think it was Brother Thomas Schmidt who said then, the same equipment we have in Krefeld, that also in this regard, God has put us up to date, and He gave us brothers who have the knowledge. The American would say, who have the know-how. God really took care for everything, so that His wonderful Word can reach the ends of the world. And we will not spend much time with the past. We are living in the presence of God. And already yesterday, we emphasized the word today. It's so mighty. It's so important. Be honest. All the denominations, they are living, of course, in their own past, in that what their leader said once upon a time. All have their creed, all decided for themselves their doctrines and so forth. And to us, the Lord took us out from so many denominations, from so many tongues and nations. He called us out, and we left Babylon. We didn't bring anything from Babylon here, but we left everything behind, and we appeared before the Lord. to hear the pure and clear word of God, to receive it, and to believe it with all our hearts. Then yesterday, late, they arrived emails from Ottawa, from Atlanta. One moment. Brother Huberto, it looks like French. Then from the capital of the Ivory Coast, greetings, and then greetings our brother Dietbeka, some names it's difficult to speak, then our brother Janusz from Poland, then our brother Ellis Wendel with all his family from Edmonton, then from Kigali, Rwanda, then our brother from Turin, and right at the end, my old friend who phones me weekly, our brother from Cluj, God bless him and be with him. Then greetings from Gabon. We are just so grateful and once again grateful also for all our brothers who are acquainted with different languages and who have the possibility to pass on what they are hearing. Then, just to give you a brief overall view, we will then call all brothers to the front who in some kind of way are working in the kingdom of God. Here in the front, we see our brothers from the various countries. And please, you are coming then. Without calling you by name, you are coming to the front now. Should you not come, then you will be called. And then our brother Kantor, I will ask him to read us to sing us a song. He sings in all the big meetings in Romania, and God blessed him, and he made him a great blessing. Now, just a few thoughts about the 50 years which are behind me. My brother Hans Keck, he calculated that these are more than 18,000 days which the Lord has given me to serve him, to carry his word by his grace, never to add anything, but just to preach that what can be preached from the scripture. And then also, since December 1959, translating the sermons of Brother Branham into the German language, I never forget the first sermon, recognize the day and the message. Recognize the day and the message. Brother Alfred Borg, please stand up. Please stand up. Come a bit closer. In the house of the family Borg, Mommy and Daddy Borg, we, in December 1959, we translated the first sermon of Brother Branham. And some are here still who were there, who were present. Who was there? Please stand up. Do we have some? One? Sister Anita? Who else is here? Helmut Frank should be here. There should be still some here. They are down. God blessed our brother Alfred Borg. With him, I showed the film of Brother Branham in the various denominations in all the country. all together 65 times. We showed. We drove together from city to city. And he was the technic man. And I made the introduction. God bless you, my beloved brother. Whom God blesses, he remains blessed. Then we have our brother Schmidt here. Sadly, Brother Rus is not amongst us here. He is still all right, but he has difficulties with walking. But he is sending greetings to all the church. And he wishes us God's blessing. Brother Schmidt, please come here to the front. Be so kind. Together with Brother Schmidt, from 1960 on, together we fighted for the word. And he was one of the first ones whom the Lord blessed. And he could use him in a mighty way. Also here, in the local church, God always used men and blessed them. And he made them a blessing for others. Beloved Brother Schmidt, may the Lord reward you all your faithfulness. He rewarded already. Amen. I could list a number who were here from the very beginning. You all know, also Brother Branham, he had a home church. One needs a platform to preach the word. And so that's how the Lord led it from the very beginning, that we could also build this building here. And the dedication was Easter 1974. And God really took care for everything. Money we never mentioned. We never collected a sacrifice. We just trusted the Lord. And he took care for everything. Of course, it belongs to it that also trials have come. And they came from 1976 up to 1979. The enemy crept in here. And in particular through prophecies, he somehow then came the 2 days, the 5th and the 6th May 1979, where the enemy really stood before me and he used the word destruction 3 times. He just said, I must destroy you. He pointed to the house of God and he said, I must destroy your work. It was really a time of test, of trial, which no man on the earth had to go through up until then. And it's so easy to read Job 1 and Job 2, that the sons of God were gathered. And that the enemy has also come. And he was speaking with the Lord. And then he attacked. And once again he came when the sons of God were gathered. And once again he attacked until everything what was worthy to this man of God, until everything was destroyed. And then he was sitting upon an ash heap, bruised from top to bottom. And then it says in the 2nd chapter that he didn't sin with his lips. And in the 3rd chapter, He cursed the day of his birth. He went through trials in his time as no one else. And the same happened to me. And if I look back today, you just have to imagine it this way. At that time, 1979, all over we had great meetings. You all know the story. I preached via Radio Luxembourg. When we were in the city of Heilbronn, we had 800 people. In Zurich, we had 1,000 people. We have all the pictures. Everywhere where we came, God blessed. Here, at about 300 persons were gathered here. And after these 2 days of destruction, not 30 were left. The building was empty. And we were gathering there upon the balcony, and all who wanted to come upon the premises, they were sent away, and they were told, here everything is finished forever. And you can imagine how I felt all the years of the proclamation. As it looked at that moment, it looked like everything was destroyed, everything was finished, and no one knew how things would go on. But the Lord knew it. And in particular, because when the Lord, 76, around 8 to 10 meters from this place, he said to me, my servant, go to the adjacent property and consecrate it to me, because the people will come from many countries which need to be accommodated. Build upon it and consecrate it to me. And we were just finished. The consecration, the dedication took place, and then the destruction. And then the destruction. And nevertheless, God has given the victory. He took care for everything. And today, more than 400 brothers and sisters we can accommodate from all countries. They can sleep here. And we can also feed them. The Lord is watching over his people. He's watching over his church. He just allows and permits so much so that the chaff is separated from the wheat. He just permits so much so that the elect are separated from the called. And he makes an end for every mixing, because right at the end, no mixing may take place anymore. But I say this with much pain, and please take it to heart. But forget it also. If one really has to experience it, how 76 prophecies before my eyes, they were torn into pieces, and they were thrown into the waste paper basket. And now they said, now you have it. Everything is at the end. You cannot imagine through what I went through. And then one thing before my eyes, that the Lord had given a commission which he cannot take back, because God's callings are without repentance. And so I just thank the Lord that he took care for it, that all who are sincere, all who are ordained for the bride church, they will not fall and they will not hear any slanders, but they will hear the precious and holy revealed word of God. And they will bear everything with me. And they will be thankful to the Lord who has watched over us and who has helped us. As I have written in the circular letter, 1979, it were about 85 countries, and now it's 155 countries which my feet stepped upon, where I could preach the Word of God, the everlasting Word, which has become so precious to me, and which I may preach by His grace. If I now look at the last stand, I was always worrying about the Mongolia, about China. And Brother Lukram from Nepal, he established now the connection to the Mongolia, so that the word of the Lord can also be carried there. And so we are really reaching now all nations, all tongues, with a true and clear doctrine, with a divine message which the Lord has entrusted to us. And let us say it, as already yesterday, beloved brothers and sisters, and Brother Branham, he also emphasized it, people are always thanking God for that what He did already, and they're looking for that what He will still do, and are bypassing what He's doing right now. Are bypassing what He's doing right now. We are not bypassing it, but we are believing it, as the Scripture has said, and as Brother Branham said it, he always referred to Zechariah 4, and he said, there shall be light at evening time. In general, at evening time, it becomes dark. The sun goes down, it sets, it becomes dark. But looked from the Bible prophecy, at evening time, there should be light. Before we come into the midnight hour, there should be light. And we can say, this scripture is fulfilled before our very eyes. It has become light. God has given clarity through revelation. And so, we could read scripture upon scripture, and we could say, today, this scripture is fulfilled before our eyes. Now just one more thought. If we deal with subjects here, which for instance are making problems with the believers around the world, then please bear with us. We are here so that we serve the whole world, serving all the brothers and sisters with their problems. But personally, I will not answer any email anymore, and I will not have any conversation anymore, because then they refer to me. No, he who wants to refer himself, let him refer to the Lord and let him refer to the Word and not to me. Because, let us say it here, very openly and very honestly, a man of God is not ordained to bring the contact from the meeting, from the church to himself. The man of God is ordained to connect the people with God and to prepare the way for the Lord. And we who are preaching the word, may we all succeed in it. Also the scripture from Matthew 24. What can I for it? That the Lord said in Edmonton, on street number 128, on that morning, I was dressed already. I was sitting at the edge of the bed. I was just wanted to take my Bible, and the Lord said, my servant, I have called you according to Matthew 24, verse 45 to 47. I have ordained you to give out my food. What can I for it? On the day before, it was a Saturday, Brother Bablitz came to me and he said, Brother Frank, we see the ministry of Brother Branham, we see it in the Bible, but where is your ministry? And he wanted to have an answer. I just said, please, stop with it. Leave me in peace. How could my Bible be in the ministry? This was Saturday. And on the following Sunday morning, the sun was just up and it was shining into my room. And then the voice came of the Lord, my servant, I have ordained you. What can I for it? I didn't know anything what is written in Matthew 24. The beginning I knew, the end of it I didn't know. And behold, that's how God took care for everything. Also with the storing in of the food. And then with the waiting until the time would come to give out the revealed word and to prepare the table of the Lord. Also this, we have said here a couple of times and emphasized it. Dear brothers and sisters, when Brother Branham was told, don't go to Zurich, don't fly to Switzerland, but remain here and store in the food. And then Brother Branham said, I've seen how I was carrying baskets. I was carrying baskets full of food and bringing it into the chapel. The tabernacle. But this food, which was carried by the baskets, is not yet on the table, which must be prepared, so that we can eat a meal. And so God has given grace, so that a teaching ministry followed the prophetic ministry. I didn't know about it. God had just given it to me. So to that what God has given us by His grace, to just put it upon the table and to prepare a meal and to give out the spiritual food. And all my brothers in all peoples and tongues, they have part in the same word of God, and they are distributing the same spiritual food. And these brothers, we would like now to call them, please come to the front, and that we pray for them. And whoever has a word of greeting to us, he can do it. For a sermon, we have no time here. But now, we are just calling the brothers. Our brother Kantor, are you happy that you are here today? Are you happy that God is speaking to us? That not just everything stopped 65, but everything started. And that the message could be carried. Our brother comes, and all brothers are coming now. All brothers are coming now. And our brother will sing us a song. I don't know yet which language. Please come now, brothers. Come. Please come.
O ce valuri de îndurare curg pe crucea lui Iisus. O ce jertfă minunată. donată este jertfa lui Iisus. Curățit în al lui sânge și crezând în jertfa lui, mă apropiu fără teamă de preasfântul Dumnezeu. Pretutindeni să se întindă al iubirii val de sus, toată lumea să audă despre jertfa lui Iisus. Curățit în al lui sânge și crezând în jertfa lui, mă apropiu fără teamă de preasfântul Dumnezeu.
Zusammen bitte.
O diti felibe Iesu, niman blit so hervidu, sie ist mir ein Meer von Segen und ein Pol.
Now we have heard our Romanian brother. I didn't see my brother John here. Brother Daniel also not. It would be good if the two brothers would come now. And also brother Gilbert would come now. Where is brother John from Bucharest? Where is brother Daniel from Timișoara? Where is brother John?
Obedience is better than sacrifice. God bless you. Gehorsam ist besser.
Obedience is better than sacrifice. All these brothers shall know that we really appreciate them. I could start here with the first one, and I could stop with the last one. And you see, the overwhelming majority comes from the African continent. And here we are truly thinking, without being puffed up, when Brother Branham, in June 1955, was in Zurich, and where he had the big meetings there in this big stadium, he returned into the hotel room, and he had a vision of the German eagle flying through Africa. And he says very clearly, it was the second greatest experience which he had with God. The second greatest experience which he had with God. When he saw the German eagle flying through Africa. And all of us, we know, Brother Branham, he had the greatest meetings, especially in South Africa, in Johannesburg, in Port Elizabeth, in Cape Town, all over. 300,000-400,000 people were gathered. And then he had the great desire to return there, and he was not allowed to go back. At this time, there was still apartheid. Oh, when I remember it. And in his passport, they put a stamp into it. He may not partake in religious meetings. You can imagine how this man of God must have felt, whose heart was burning for the people of Africa. And behold, God was taking care that I had the contact with Brother Sidney Jackson. Already in 1968, I had the contact. And then I could start with this friend of Brother Branham, Sidney Jackson. I could have the first meetings in Africa. And it went on from country to country, from nation to nation. And really, I could include all the nations here, and I could testify how God was leading. And I don't say this for my sake. I say it for the word of God's sake. Every country I stepped upon, I sowed the original word of God. 14 years passed before the brothers made the effort to go to all the other, to all the countries which I stepped upon, and they sowed a different seed. And we have sowed the original word of God, and by this it will remain until the end. Our Lord, he could not hinder it. He said in Matthew 13, the sower who sows the good seed is the Son of Man, and the enemy who sows the evil seed is the devil. What can I for it? Everything was repeating also in our time. It remains. The fact remains. At this place, not a single discussion is going on. Here, God's holy word is preached, and he who is of God hears the words of God. Now, a word to all my brothers here. I appreciate you. I thank the Lord for all of you who you are here today. Whether it's Brother Forestieri, whether it's Brother John, Brother Jean-Claude, Brother Müller, also Brother Müller, from the very beginning, yes, God bless you, Brother Müller, and may he be with you in a very special way. From the very first meeting, God opened his heart. And I could go into all the countries. I could go to Romania, where God opened the hearts. They didn't need time to think about it. The word was laid into their hearts. I could go to the Czech Republic. Everywhere I could go, in all peoples and tongues. The word was laid into your heart. Be honest, be honest. The word didn't enter your heads, but it entered your hearts. In the head, there are arguments. In the heart, there is faith. Brother Miller, greet the church with a couple of words. Beloved, I want to greet you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus. And I'm just so grateful. It is like Brother Branham, like Brother Frank said, the first time, 1967, I heard the translation. I was in a Pentecostal church, and I said, the working and moving of the Spirit was already in the Pentecostal church at work. When we were there in a home cell, I was feeling like a black sheep amongst these so-called Christians. When I heard this tape, I was in my heart, it said, this is it. I was wondering, why are not, I was called out as the single one. All the others remained there. I borrowed me a tape recorder, and then I wanted to listen to a tape. They thought, what is with this man? And then I had to separate myself. And as I said, 1968, I was baptized of my brother in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be his holy name. Amen. Who says a couple of words of you? Who says a few words? Please come. Just say who you are. My name is so-and-so. Greetings from Brother Eli from Kananga, DRC. All understood it. All understood it. I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you in Katanga. Next one. Quickly.
Noi ci conosciamo. On se connaît depuis longtemps. On se connaît depuis 74, 72. Et nous avons marché ensemble et nous continuons à marcher ensemble.
Amen. Seit 1972 marchieren wir schon.
Since 1972 we are marching together.
Pour transformer les cœurs et pour continuer à nous faire marcher jusque dans la Jérusalem céleste.
Ja, und wir danken dem Herrn.
We thank the Lord who sent his word to touch our hearts and to change them. And we are marching toward the new Jerusalem.
Je crois qu'on avait besoin de ce ministère. Tu peux traduire si tu veux.
Non,
on avait besoin de ce ministère. Je voulais dire ça. Parce qu'on a besoin pour l'Italie. Je crois que ce ministère que Dieu a donné, évidemment qu'il n'est pas beaucoup apprécié suivant où, mais il était nécessaire vraiment pour l'épouse de Jésus-Christ.
I believe that he received a ministry, and this ministry is necessary for the bride of Jesus Christ. And we are really thankful for it in the name of Jesus Christ. And it's grace that we all can be here. God bless you all.
Amen.
May the Lord be praised. I'm Elisha
province de Marseille en France dans le sud.
Ich bin aus Frankreich.
I'm coming from France, from the south.
Pour ces jours glorieux de jubilé des 50
ans. Und wir sind dankbar für and we are
grateful for this day of anniversary.
Und wir sind dankbar für
and we are grateful for the food which is given out to the people of God. Today we can say that this scripture from Matthew 24 from verse 45 to 47 is being fulfilled. God bless you. Who is the next one?
Je vous salue tous au nom précieux de notre Seigneur et Sauveur Jésus-Christ.
You all understood it.
Je réponds au nom du frère Isaac Kebenge. Je viens de Nottingham en Angleterre.
Oh, ich wohne, ich bin Bruder Isaac.
I'm Brother Isaac.
Jetzt in England.
And I stay now in England.
Que le Seigneur vous bénisse richement.
Der Herr segne euch alle.
The Lord bless you richly. Come quickly.
Yes, God save me.
Je salue l'église au nom du Seigneur Jésus-Christ.
Ich grüße die ganze Gemeinde
I greet
im Namen Jesu
the whole church in the name of Jesus Christ.
Au nom de frère Emmanuel Ndindie.
Ich bin der Bruder Emmanuel.
I'm Brother Emmanuel.
Je sers le Seigneur en Belgique.
Ich diene dem Herrn in
I'm serving the Lord in Belgium, in Brussels.
Je suis originaire du Burundi.
Ich komme aber
originally, I'm coming from Burundi.
Und ich grüße auch von der Gemeinde.
And I give you greetings from the church.
Und
ich grüße auch die Gemeinde in Burundi.
And I'm also greeting the church in Burundi.
In Sprache Burundi.
Namely in the language of Burundi.
Je salue l'Église dans le nom précieux de notre Seigneur Jésus-Christ.
Ja. Ich grüße die ganze Gemeinde.
I greet the whole church in the name of Jesus Christ.
Frère Bertin.
Ich bin Frère Bertin.
I'm Brother
Bertin. Je viens de Atlanta.
Ich komme aus Atlanta.
I'm coming from Atlanta, USA. Originally, I'm from the DRC.
Mon pasteur au Congo, c'est le docteur
Mbie. Oh, mein pasteur. Is Dr. Mbie.
And my pastor is Brother Dr. Mbie, my old friend. But now I'm preaching in Atlanta. God bless you.
Yes, yes, yes.
I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ich grüße euch alle in dem kostbaren Namen Jesu Christi.
I'm William from Leicester in England.
Ich komme aus London.
May the Lord bless you.
Möge der Herr euch segnen. Gott bless you. Amen.
Erwin Noël de la France.
Ich bin Erwin Noël.
I'm Brother Erwin. Erwin Noël.
De Lyon. Voilà.
From Lyon.
Vous saluez tous de Lyon.
Ich grüße alle von allen aus Lyon.
Give you the greetings from all from Lyon.
Und wir sind einfach dankbar
we're just grateful for the light at evening time which the Lord has given us. And we will continue to serve the Lord. God bless you richly.
Brother Jean-Pierre Ngashi
from
the USA Atlanta, Georgia.
Auch von den USA Atlanta, Georgia.
I greet you all in the precious name.
Ich grüße alle in dem
of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ.
Unseres Herrn Jesus
I'm Christ. Grateful to be part of you today.
Ich bin dankbar, teilhaben zu dürfen heute.
To partake to what the Lord is doing in our day.
Teilzuhaben an dem, was unser Herr heute tut.
In this ministry.
In diesem Dienst.
We have seen light.
Und wir haben das Licht.
And we are grateful to God.
Und wir sind Gott dankbar.
May God bless you.
Möge Gott euch segnen.
May God bless his servant.
Und möge Gott seinen Knecht segnen.
Hallelujah, Maranatha.
Hallelujah, Maranatha. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes, yes. Je salue tous les frères et sœurs dans le nom précieux de Jésus-Christ.
Ich grüße alle Brüder und Schwestern.
I greet all brothers and sisters in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ich danke meinem Gott.
I thank my God. who has given me the grace to recognize what he is doing worldwide. Before that, by Brother Branham, and also now in this time. I met Brother Frank in the city of Lubumbashi, in the DRC. And God has given me grace since more than 30 years. And now I'm staying in Brussels. God bless you.
I greet you all in the precious
name of our Lord and Savior Jesus
Christ. Ich grüße euch alle in dem kostbaren Namen Jesu Christi unseres Herrn.
My name is Brother Bope from Johannesburg.
Mein Name ist Bruder Bope aus Johannesburg.
We are indeed a privileged people.
Wir sind in der Tat ein bevorzugtes Volk.
The people that the Lord have chosen from before the foundation of the world.
Das Volk, das der Herr vor Grundlegung der Welt erwählt hat.
We can also say with certainty.
Und wir können sogar mit Gewissheit sagen,
that we are eyewitnesses
dass wir Augenzeugen
of what
sind,
God is doing in our day.
Auf was Gott in unserer Zeit tut.
With our God, everything is a reality.
Er ist unser Gott, alles ist Realität.
Restoration also is a reality.
Auch die Wiedererstattung ist Realität.
And our prayer is that
und auch unser Gebet ist folgendes.
Our God should bring us to the same experiences like in the first church.
Dass der Herr uns in den Dienst zurückbringt, in dem die erste Gemeinde
the word
war.
Say they were one heart,
die waren ein Herz,
one soul,
eine Seele,
one spirit,
in einem Geiste.
And we know that he will do it surely.
Und wir wissen, was geschah.
Because it is written.
Denn es steht geschrieben.
May God richly bless you.
Möge Gott euch reichlich segnen. Amen. Danke.
Yes. C'est Frère Zekaria de Garge, je le connais en France.
Oh, ja, ich bin in Frankreich.
I'm in France. My name is Zachariah.
Je suis l'un des frères qui, en 83, pendant que la doctrine des tonnerres faisait rage au Congo, Dieu nous a montré la direction du Saint-Esprit à travers Matthieu 24-45. Mm-hmm. Et c'est ainsi que, dès cette année, nous avons commencé à présenter ce ministère à ceux qui ne voulaient pas ni l'entendre ni le recevoir. Et par la grâce de Dieu, nous soutenons ce ministère jusqu'à aujourd'hui et c'est pour cela que je remercie le Seigneur et que je le prie de nous aider à rester sous cette même direction jusqu'à la fin de son œuvre.
Amen.
In summary, he just said he's grateful for the word which was given to us and that until the end we remain faithful and that we don't deviate from the word which the Lord has given us along the way. Somebody else. Was Brother John already here? Brother John.
I'm your brother John.
Ich bin euer Bruder John.
And we greet you in the name of the Lord.
Ich grüße euch im Namen des Herrn.
And it's one scripture which is rolling in my mind.
Es ist eine Schrift, die mich immer wieder in Gedanken bewegt.
Römer 8:32. He who did not spare his son.
Er, der seinen einzigen Sohn nicht verschont hat,
will give us all the things.
Er wird uns alles geben.
What he gave us until now,
und was er uns bis jetzt schon gegeben hat,
we are thankful.
Dafür sind wir dankbar.
And we are sure that he complete his work with all of us.
Und wir sind sicher, er wird alles mit uns zum Abschluss bringen.
We greet you all in the name of the Lord from Romania.
Wir grüßen euch alle aus Rumänien im Namen des Herrn.
And we wish you all the blessing of God.
Und wir wünschen Amen. Euch alle Segnungen Gottes. Amen. Amen. Ihr habt ja gehört von den Sendungen aus Rumänien, wie Gott gesegnet hat bis
oh
jetzt.
Oh, God has blessed until now. beyond measure, just mighty, he blessed. Sure.
Ne seulement pas quelques mots en français, pas de problème. Mais s'il te plaît, je vais appeler le frère pour faire la traduction. Comme schnell.
Come, quickly, translate him.
Toată lauda și toată cinstea este a Domnului nostru care ne-a îngăduit să fim în locul acesta astăzi.
Also gelobt und geehrt soll der Name des Herrn sein. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He allowed it that we can be here today.
Wir feiern unseren Herrn Jesus Christus.
We are celebrating our Lord Jesus Christ today at this place.
Welcher am 2. April 1962
who on the 2nd of April 1962 called and commissioned his servant, and by the grace of God we could hear the word in all the countries. Isaiah 53 was fulfilled in us. We are walking forward in the hand of the Lord. The life which was in the seed, which was sown in Romania and all over, the same life is in our hearts. We are thanking God that God could use Brother Frank in Romania and all over the world in such a wonderful way. The results of this ministry of Brother Frank, one can see it in Romania. The word had an impact there. And it reached its goal there. And this we must also say. We would not be here today if the Lord would not have shown his faithfulness toward his word. He has chosen this place here. He has called his servant. He has fed us all these years. And for everything what we are today, all the glory belongs to God alone. May the Lord bless you all. Thank you very much. Yes, one can really say, in Romania, God has done great things. More than 4,000 Bible-believing people who are baptized biblically in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have there, as brothers and sisters in Romania, God, from the very beginning, He has blessed the cooperation of the brothers. And here is fulfilled that God gives His blessing where brothers are living in unity, where they are dwelling in unity, and where they are preaching the word, not one against the other, but all serving in unity and finding their place. I don't know whether our brother should not come here. Where is Brother Florin? Please come and tell us a few words. And then we are calling somebody. I think we please come. Say us a few words. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. For me, it's a great joy to be here at this place. And I have one sentence in my heart. I have a desire to the things which were at the beginning, at the first in the first church. And I want that it becomes like this in Romania and in all the other countries as well. May the Lord bless you all. And now we'll ask Brother Alfred Borg and Brother Schmidt. Please come to the front and we will pray for all our brothers. Brother Schmidt and Brother Alfred, please pray. We all stand up. We all stand up. Please pray that God may bless these brothers. Gracious God, to you be the thanks and the adoration for your grace and faithfulness, my Lord and God. We thank you that your work and your word is still accomplishing for what you are sending it for in all people's tongues and nations. Lord in heaven, we thank you. We cannot express our thankfulness, but you know our hearts. Each heart you know which is present here. Also all the hearts which are not present. My God, bless, Lord. Fill us with thanksgiving. Fill us with your Spirit. Fill all with a power from on high, so that your name might be glorified and praised. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our brothers, whom you have called through the word of truth, and you want to use them to pass on your revealed word. Bless them through your Holy Spirit. Lead them and guide them. We are thanking you for every brother, for every sister in this last time which you have reached through your word. We thank you in Jesus' name. Beloved Lord, you ever faithful God, we are consecrating to you these brothers and all the brothers who are connected online worldwide, all your ministers who are preaching your word, who are giving out the spiritual food. Keep them in your word, in your grace, in your will. And dear Lord, give us the restoration so that everything comes back to the condition as it was at the beginning. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the first and the last. You have started and you will finish. You will have a bride church, washed in the blood of the Lamb, sanctified in the word of truth, sealed with the Holy Spirit unto the day of the redemption of our bodies. Dear Lord, on this day, I thank you in particular for the great privilege which you have given me, the least one, by your grace, to carry your word, the everlasting gospel, to preach it, to bring the delivering message to the people, so that we are redeemed, so that we found forgiveness and grace. Dear Lord, bless your people in all peoples, tongues and nations, and use all our brothers, so that the last call can go forth, and that all who are ordained to be part of the bride church, that they hear this call, that they believe it, that they get your word revealed. Precious Lord, everything is based upon revelation. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, also not us. You, O Lord, you revealed yourself and you revealed your word unto us. We thank you with all our hearts for it. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Beloved brother, the Lord be with you. God bless you all. Amen. Very soon his work is done. Closer to home. Let us sing. Closer to home. Amen. You may be seated. We don't know when the moment will be, but one thing we know, that the Lord will come to his right, and that all who are ordained to see his glory, they will hear this last call, and that all the elect will believe as the Scripture says it, and what the Scripture says. Our brother Trapani, he didn't come to the front. And our brother from Prague, brother Kukaczka, has also not come. Some brothers didn't come. The Lord bless you. May he be with you. May he bless Brother Kukaczka. May he bless all of you, all of you. And also those who didn't come to the front. May the blessing of the Almighty God rest upon you. Now just in closing, We want to once again glorify our Lord and Savior. And we want to thank that he who created us in his image, he who walked in the Garden of Eden, he who visited Abraham, he who revealed himself to all the prophets, he who spoke to Moses in the pillar of fire, and who was accompanying the people of Israel 40 years, the same was hanging on the cross. God became man. We believe in the one true God who revealed himself in a manifold way for our salvation as Father in heaven, for our adoption as sons, as the Son of God, and to reveal us everything by the Holy Spirit, who leads us into all the truth. God above us, God with us, and God in us. Three manifestations of the one God, besides whom there is no other. And brothers and sisters, let us say it openly, because the Lord, at the beginning, God made man with a free will at the beginning. He knew that the first man would make the wrong decision. He knew it. I cannot go here into all the details of the plan of salvation of God, but according to Genesis 1, verse 26 to 28, Adam was created in the image of God, but he had no relationship to the natural creation. In Genesis 2, Adam was made from the earth, and then he could sleep, and then Eve was taken out from him. And our Lord, from immortality, he came into mortality to take away the power of death, because he knew that disobedience would lead to the transgression, and the transgression would lead to death. And then he came, and he became obedient unto the death on the cross, to pay the price for us, and to redeem us through his holy and divine blood, and to give us the adoption as sons. And as we read yesterday from Romans 8, all of creation was pulled into this fall. All of creation is waiting for the manifestation. It's waiting for the moment of our bodily redemption, so that also they are placed back into their original position. And then it happens that the lion and the lamb are feeding together. Then all the promises are coming to fulfillment, which God made already in the Old Testament, that the child would play with a snake. Then everything will be in peace again. Today the lion eats the lamb, but then everything will be in peace. Brothers and sisters, and this time has come so close now. I just want to mention it briefly. Last Sunday in Zurich, we briefly made the comparison of the Garden of Eden to the Garden of Gethsemane, that our Lord, really, that what happened in the Garden of Eden, he took everything upon himself in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he was wrestling, and he was pleading that this cup would pass him, but he drank this cup, and the way went via Gethsemane. The way went through all the pains, up to the cross, up to the cross. And there, the blood of the new covenant was shed. God made a covenant with us. He has forgiven us all our sins and trespasses. He has given us the justification by faith in the complete work of redemption. But there's still a third garden. There's the Garden of Eden, and there's the Garden of Gethsemane, and there's the garden which I will read to you from the Gospel of John, chapter 19. John, chapter 19. Oh, blessed be the Lord. John 19, verse 41. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. A garden. And in the garden, a new tomb, wherein was never a man yet laid. All of us, who we were already in Israel, we can receive this, and we can see it before our eyes. Here is Calvary, And here is the garden. And there is the tomb in the garden. And every time, whenever we are in Israel, we are going to the Garden of Gethsemane. And then we are going into the garden tomb. And we are thanking the Lord that via Gethsemane, he went to Calvary. And then it said, why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. So the Garden of Eden, with a fall, with death, with a separation from God, with all the damnation which hit us, and then the Garden Gethsemane, to make all the damage well again. All the curse he took upon himself. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. And then, next to the place where the crucifixion took place, namely right next to the little hill Golgotha, there is the garden tomb. And here it's written, now in the place there was a garden, and in the garden was a tomb. The tomb is empty. The Lord is the victor of Calvary. He is risen. He is alive. And as we said, every time, whenever we are on the Mount of Olives, we are walking down the Mount of Olives into the Garden of Gethsemane, and when we go to Calvary, and then walking to the garden tomb, beloved, the redemption took place. And as I said many times, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior is the guarantee for your and for my resurrection. His ascension is the guarantee for your and for my ascension. And his bodily changing. You all know, his body was laid into the tomb. But in the resurrection, there were windows and doors were closed. And the Lord came in the midst of them, amongst his disciples. He appeared and he revealed himself to them. The first, Genesis 1, Genesis 2. In Genesis 2, no connection to above anymore, only the connection to that what was on the earth. But through Jesus Christ, we got everything restored. And in both realms, we will be at the same time. And brothers and sisters, we cannot go here into detail. We just summarize, and we say it once again. God was merciful to us. He has led us up to this point. And if every word was revealed to you, say amen. There's not a single word with which we would have difficulties. We are thanking God for the insight into his word, for the revelation of all the mysteries. And brothers and sisters, God, at that time, all the epistles, the Gospels, up to the book of Revelation, he wrote it down so that we, in this time, have an overall introduction into all the plan of salvation of God. Just imagine, if we would only have the epistles of Peter and not the epistles of Paul. We have all the epistles. We have a complete Word of God, Old and New Testament. And the wonderful harmony and agreement, and especially as we emphasized it yesterday, that everything what God is doing must be revealed by the Spirit. Yesterday we had the Elijah question. We emphasized it. And we found out we are ridiculous. At all people, they all are laughing at us in all the denominations. But we are believing God. We are believing as the Scripture has said. And we are grateful to the Lord that He has sent a prophet before the sun turns into darkness, before the moon turns into blood, before the stars fall from heaven, as written in the sixth seal. It's reported. God meant well with us. He not only sent a messenger, He has sent a message. And as written in Isaiah 53, who has believed our report, and to whom was the arm of the Lord revealed? Also this I say once again, all who believe the divine message, to them the arm of the Lord is revealed. They will feel the mighty hand of God in their lives, and they will know here the Lord speaks to us through His Word. So here the Garden of Eden with all its consequences, and here the Garden Gethsemane up to Calvary to make the damage well again. And then the garden where the tomb is, where the resurrection took place, where our Lord conquered everything, death, Satan, everything He conquered. And as already promised before that, He rose on the third day. So, we have a full gospel. Everything was made well again in Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we looked at the word yesterday, one could read many scriptures, but this day is just here to thank the Lord for that, what He has done worldwide on thousands upon thousands of people. By grace He has done. And the Lord has given us the grace not to get out of balance, not to emphasize one subject too much, but just to believe as the Scripture has said, and to preach the whole counsel of our God. To all our brothers, we wished them already God's blessing. And also all those who since the years have been added, please believe God's holy revealed word. And then it will be revealed to you by the Holy Spirit. Not one brother will teach the other one. All of us, we are taught by God. And then we are one heart and one soul. And the word which was read to us for the word of introduction from Hebrews will find fulfillment in all of us by His grace. What God is doing now, this He is doing in the called out church. It doesn't happen only, not only the separation is happening, also the restoration takes place. And we will return to the first love. And the love of God will be poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And then we are one heart, one body, the body of the Lord, where Christ alone is the head. And all of us, we are members, and we are submitted to Him. And He is deciding over everything. On this day, I just want to thank all who were here today, who had part in it from the very beginning, who helped here, and especially also all our translators in the various languages. God could use our brothers so that His word can be translated into all the languages. And He has given us these brothers. Also for the technique He took care so that the transmission can take place online and that it can be heard worldwide. We believe that this is the last period in the plan of salvation of our God. And we don't know when the last one will be called. And also this, I'm saying with a sincere and honest heart. Last night, I was rejoicing that so many young people were coming to the front. Such a simple sermon, and the Spirit of God worked in a mighty way. And now I will ask, how many would like to be baptized in the New Testament covenant name of our Lord Jesus Christ? This is the only name in which is the salvation of God. May I see your hands? How many would like to be baptized after this service? Please stand up. Raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Very nice. God bless you. So, after this service, we will have then a baptism. All of us, we are going from this place to the baptism pool. And then you can eat something for the journey back home. Take all greetings with you to all brothers, to all sisters, in all neighboring countries. Take them to Finland. Take them, really, to Romania, to Hungary, really everywhere, and once again everywhere. We are a great family of God. And for all who have a special request, just receive it. Just accept it. That God has saved, that He has delivered, and that He has healed. And addressed especially to all the young people who came here yesterday for prayer. Please, don't forget it. It is written, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's not enough that you come to the front and have your mouth closed. It's written, I repeat it, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord, all who would like to be saved must open their mouth, must let their heart speak, and they must say, beloved Lord, save me, be merciful to me, forgive me. This just have to come over our lips. Automatically, nothing happens. It happens with you and my agreement. If it is written, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, then it is so. Not when the preacher prays for me. No, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord, this must be said clearly. Not that somebody says, oh, Brother Frank prayed for me, and now I'm saved. Brother Frank prayed for you, yes, and he believed. But you yourself, you must call upon the name of the Lord. And then it's happening. And then it happens. You have done it. And you will continue to do so. And God was merciful. And He will remain merciful. Now I'm closing. Since a few days, that what is written in Matthew 10 is upon my heart, what the Lord said in the first commission. Heal the sick, raise the dead, make the lepers clean. It's really, it's a command which the Lord had given at the first sending, at the first great commission. He said, and then also in Mark 16, those who believe, and this is referred to all, those who believe, these signs shall follow. Speak it out. Say it. Dear Lord, you have said, those who believe, these signs shall follow. Say it. Speak it. Lord, I believe it. I accept it now. I receive it. You have said it. It's mine. It's a promise. And it has become true. We must stand upon this promise, upon the word. And we must expect it. Is God not wonderful? In such a simple way, he speaks to us through his word. To him, the Almighty God, be the glory and the adoration for everything. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Now we ask the two sisters that they sing us a song in a Slavian language, Slovenian. And Brother Yuri Kebernik, please come to the front and that he prays with us in Russian language. Please come to the two sisters and we sing closer to home, closer to home. I see also Brother Helmut Miskis. He could have also said a couple of words. Please come. The sisters are also coming. Where are the sisters? Just a few words. I just want to say, as I feel it in my heart, a deep thankfulness for the ministry which our precious brother is doing, that he preaches us the clear word and has given us such a clarity about all the biblical subjects. It cannot be found all over the earth. And all of us want to stand behind our brother, supporting him in our prayers, so that the Lord can use him even more, so that many are still hearing the word of God, the last message of calling out and preparation of the bride church. I really thank you with all my heart. And the Lord will give you a rich reward as he promised it. Amen. God bless you, my brother.
Gdy szedł na sam po drodze życia w dal, me brzemiem ciążyło, zmęczony duch łkał. Tak chciałem, by ktoś był ze mną wśród bied, nie wiedząc, że on naprzeciw mi szedł. I odtąd Jezus i ja wciąż ręka w rękę dzielimy razem trudności wszelkie, czy radość, smutek, czy łzy, czy deszcz, czy słońce lśni, po wszystkie me dni, mój Jezus i ja. Ach, długi to szlak do niebios jasnych bram, choć wąski, lecz prosty, mężek mój Pan. Nie martwię się już, wszak drogę On zna. Idziemy we dwóch, mój Jezus i ja. I odtąd Jezus i ja, wciąż ręka w rękę, dzielimy razem trudności wszelkie, czy radość, smutek, czy łzy, czy deszcz, czy słońce lśni, po wszystkie me dni, mój Jezus i ja. Wciąż będę Go czcić za ten miłości dar. Wciąż będę w krąg głosić, Bóg kocha bez miar. Chcę przy Nim wciąż trwać, On szczęście mi da na wieki wśród chwał. Mój Jezus i ja. I odtąd Jezus i ja, wciąż ręka w rękę, dzielimy razem trudności wszelkie, czy radość, smutek, czy łzy, czy deszcz, czy słońce lśni, po wszystkie me dni, mój Jezus i ja. I odtąd Jezus i ja, wciąż ręka w rękę, dzielimy razem trudności wszelkie, czy radość, smutek, czy łzy, czy deszcz, czy słońce lśni, po wszystkie me dni, mój Jezus i ja.
Amen.
Amen.
Dziękuję bardzo.
I just give a few announcements. Remain standing here. No, let us stand up. Let us stand up.
Небесный Отец наш, во имя Иисуса Христа, я благодарю Тебя за Твою милость к нам всем, ко всем народам, Господи. Ко мне, перджейных, о Год, я благодарю Тебя за все, Господь, за эту... Служение, Господь, которое Ты даровал нам, Господь, за брата Франка, Господь, я благодарю Тебя, и что мы имеем, мы имеем часть в этом служении, Господь, в этом спасении, которое Ты даровал нам, Господи, я благодарю Тебя, в этом откровении, которое Ты даровал нам через Духа Святого, Господи, я благодарю Тебя. Благослови нас всех, благослови все народы, Господи, я прошу Тебя. Вызови много людей еще, Господь. Спаси еще многих через Твою благодать, через Твою любовь, через Твою пролитую кровь на Голгофе, Господь. Я благодарю Тебя. Благослови всех нас, всех слышавших это служение, Господь. Благослови, я прошу Тебя во имя Иисуса Христа. Аминь.
Аминь.
Dich hätte ich so übersetzen können.
I could have translated you. Very nice.
Das war mein Riesenvorteil.
This was my great privilege. My father had Russian in the school and Polish at home and speaking German. We just grew up with all these languages. And what one knows in the youth, it remains for all the life. Now just the announcement, brothers and sisters, we are inviting for the coming weekend. We are inviting you, God willing, on Good Friday in the city of Berlin. as a couple of times already in the Hilton Hotel at 14 hours coming Friday. And then on Saturday in Prague, also at 14 hours. And on Sunday in Bratislava. And we are just inviting all of you, those who have time and those who want to join us. And in the office, I said, I promised my brother Gilbert on Sunday, the 10th of June, I will be in Paris. And the meeting in Romania will also be still announced in July. We will just redeem the time. We will make use of the time. And we will give the last call into all the world. So, go along the way. Perhaps it will be the last journey to Berlin, the last journey to Prague and Bratislava. We don't know it. But one day, the last one will be called and the door will be closed. All my friends from Switzerland, from Austria, from all neighboring countries, the Lord God, may He bless you. May He be with you. Take greetings with you. No one shall feel overlooked or overheard. Be blessed, all of you, in the precious and holy name of our Lord. As our brother Helmut Miskis expressed, he is grateful that God has given us grace. And Brother Müller and all the brothers who expressed their thoughts, we are just grateful to God that we found the connection, that God just didn't just stop. No, God stops at the rapture. Until that day, He will continue to work until everything has found its completion by His grace. There's just one thing left for us, to thank the Lord. And whoever wanted to make a photograph, this would be a nice moment now to make a nice photo from the platform, from all of the assembly. On this special weekend for me, and I just hope for all of you, it's a special weekend. If you can stand on the chair, then you will have all on the picture. And Brother Schmidt and myself, we go a bit to the side. And then all will be on the picture. Praise, honor, and glory be to our God throughout all eternity. Blessed and praised be the Lord, our God. Who says a chorus which we can sing together? This is the day. Hallelujah. And all the people said, the grace of the Lord be with you until the next time. And now Brother Schmidt prays with us. And then he will also make the baptism. Heavenly Father, looking up to you in this hour, which you have given us, Lord. You have given us the grace, as all can confirm it. O God, you alone, you wear it. You are keeping us. You are watching over us. You revealed your word to us. You revealed your name. All the mysteries you revealed. We ask you, keep us in your grace, in your word, by the leading of your Spirit into all the truth. Thank you, Lord. Please bless all brothers, bless all sisters. Bless all those who are watching on the walls of Zion. All those whom you ordained to call out, to be called out, because your call goes still forth today. Today, if we hear your voice, give us grace, Lord, all of us. Bless also our brother. He depends on your leading and on your grace, as all of us. Bless also those, Lord, who give their testimony to walk with you in a good conscience. Let it be a remaining testimony. Give grace that it's not only the water baptism, but Lord in heaven, bless them, sanctify them, and purify them, and give grace that they are baptized in the Spirit for the glory of your name. Come from on high. Come. And right at the end, I wish our beloved brother Kupfer and sister Kupfer the very special blessing of the Almighty God. May he carry you. May he be with you. Last night, we spoke briefly about it, how at the time when the Iron Curtain was still there, how we were driving by car, how also brother and sister Kupfer were driving with me, and of what we experienced together. May God bless you for your faithfulness. May he be with you in a special way. Brother Kupfer, we love you. We love you. And we are joined in the Lord. May God bless all and be with all. Just one more announcement. Monday will be no brothers' meeting. You all know about it. We are not coming together here on Monday. The Lord bless you. Praise, honor, and Brother Kupfer, you look like then you would like to say a sentence here. May God bless you. Brother Kupfer, please come here so that all might see you. And before we depart here, you know the testimony. We said it many times here. A big businessman. 2,000 people were in his company. And behold, God called him. He called him when he was still crossing his legs and smoking his cigarette. And his wife returned from Zurich with the first message which she heard. And she said, "Listen, husband." And he heard the Lord, not her, not his wife. God bless you. May I say a word? A brief word. All are here because we have the same spirit. The Lord has led us. And we are grateful for one another. And we are grateful to the Lord for every word from A to Z. And we have the impression that we want to do only what is well-pleasing to Him. The Lord bless you all. Actually, I wanted to look for the first stanza, the little piece of paper. Let us sing. Raise your hands for the second stanza. The grace of the Lord be with you until we see again each other.